There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, but too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Johnny Buck Show. That podcast is true as fuck. I mean, that intro. I got distracted in the 22 seconds it takes to get that going. So, little housekeeping, as you guys know, as usual, like, share, comment, five-star review, all that good shit. If you are on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. If you're not on YouTube, follow me on YouTube. I don't know what it is. I'll put a link somewhere. Again, I should probably do better at this. Right now, my main concern is just getting this shit out here because I want to see you guys win. I'll work on growing it. So until then, could you do me a huge fucking favor? If you get any value out of this, please, please, please share with somebody who wants to hear it. So today we're going to talk about business. It is today's date. I'm recording this on the 28th of April, 2024, right around 1 p.m. Eastern. And I want you guys to know, if you own a business today, right now, at this point in time, you don't have a fucking www.whatever.com website, you are making a horrible mistake. Facebook is not a fucking business website. That could be the end of the podcast, but I'm going to give you three reasons why. But that's it. So Facebook, excellent for building a brand, excellent for ads, decent for ads, excellent for building a brand, excellent for connecting to people. Horrible for a business website, and I'll tell you why here in this podcast. So number one, it's not navigatable. It's not navigable. It's not easily to navigate. It's not easy to navigate. There we go. All right. So if I have some, even the best pages, like the best organized pages, most operated pages, they're very, very hard to organize in a manner that makes sense. Instagram is slightly better, but still Instagram is not a fucking website for a business. So if you do everything perfect, your items you can sell, the sidebars thing, you know, it's so hard to do. And the reason I'm adamant about it not being your main business page is you have to understand that I'm most likely going to look at your on my phone, your Facebook on my phone. I'm most likely going to look at your website on our phone. The appearance on my phone for your Facebook page is significantly different than appearance on my laptop for your Facebook page. So you're already making a horrible user experience. Maybe you have some buy buttons, maybe you have some contact buttons, but the problem is Facebook changes so much, which that's number two. But number one, it's just not easy to navigate. It's not a good customer experience. Looking through 8 years of fucking photos is terrible. I had to go back to 2013 to find some photos for my gym. It was a nightmare. So that's a big part of why you shouldn't have it. And, you know, it's a linear format. It's a dated format. So, like, it's good for adding, you know, your specials. It's good for interaction with people. But the problem is with Facebook, realistically, if you have a special on Sunday, right, today's Sunday, it may not show up in someone's feed until Thursday of next week. So I don't like it. Trying to fight the algorithm is a pain in the ass. So I'm just, number one, it's not easy to navigate. It's a horrible user experience. If I have to click on your fucking website to go to your business, I'm probably not going to your business. So the number two reason here with Facebook being a shitty website is it updates constantly. And what I mean by and why that's bad is the algorithm changes, how things are displayed changes, how you do things change dramatically. The button, even if you go to Facebook help and the instructions, it's nowhere near up to date with what's going on at the very moment. So you'll have pictures of shit from 2 years ago or four updates ago, and it doesn't really work. So I don't like it because it's not an easy thing to navigate as a business owner either. Again, it's good for ads. It's good for building a brand, but it's not good for interacting and easy to update type thing. And then number three, and this is a short podcast, the last reason I don't like it is the lead gen sucks. All right. So what happens is you get a lead, it goes into this thing, Sometimes you get notifications, sometimes you don't. And then all of a sudden, you don't have access to them after 30 days. So you lose your leads. The reason I like my website is, and I'm using Red Belt Sites for my gym website. I don't know what I'm gonna do for my personal brand website when I redo that. Currently using Shopify because it's cheap. But you're able to keep your leads. So they go into your website. They can find more information about you in an organized manner. So you have a better organized website. And then the lead goes in there and it stays in your CRM until you lose your CRM. And there's even for like, if you don't have a CRM or you don't have a budget for one, you can literally get Zapier. Somebody puts in their name, number, and email in that form, which that's why I call a lead. They hit send. Zapier takes it and puts it in a Google spreadsheet for you automatically. And it divides. It's very, very smooth, very, very pretty. Well, you know, far very functional. I don't know how pretty it is. But yeah, I think that's why that is why you have to have a website. You know, it's 2024. If you don't have a website, you're making a horrible mistake because the number one reason – the number one search engine on earth is fucking Google. When someone goes to Newtown, they Google their barber. They Google their gym. They Google where things are. They Google businesses. They don't fucking scroll through Facebook. And if you're relying on local groups to do that, it's going to make life rough. So that's it. Just want to get you that real quick. I hope you guys got a lot out of this. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. It's still ihatejohnnybuck@gmail.com. One day I'll get that fixed. Google kicked me out. They wouldn't let me have that. So I'm going to get a business website set up with that. But it's just been fun. So hit me up. And then Instagram at the number at johnnybuck, johnnybuck, then the number 2. Super easy to hit me there. So all right, that's it. I love you guys. I hope you have a great week. Go out there and kill it and get a fucking website. Later.